With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to r/Tales from Retail, where an oversized Karen gets extremely angry when she can't fit into a very small pair of pants. Woman throws a fit over mannequin-sized pants. I, a 19-year-old female, have dealt with a lot of angry customers, but none as bad as this woman. I was in the sales floor at the clothing store I work at when this woman comes up to me and says that she wants the blue pants that the mannequin is wearing, because they're her size and they're the only ones in the colour she wants. Now, I don't mean to sound rude, but the pants were not her size, especially since my store has the display pants specially tailored for mannequins. I inform her that those pants are display only, and I can't get them for her. We should be getting more colours soon, etc., but she's not having it, and demands I get her those exact pants. I try one more time to tell her, but she screams at me, "Just get your freaking manager!" So I page my manager and she comes down shortly after. The customer points at me and angrily says, "Why are your employees so effing idiotic that they can't even sell a pair of pants?" Now I'm pretty much in tears at this point, and my manager is trying to explain to the woman again, but she just won't listen. After a couple of minutes, my manager sighs and asks the woman what size exactly she needs. "A 6, she says, and my manager goes to the mannequin and looks at the size label on the pants. Guess what? It's a size 2, and they're not even real pants. They're pinned together. The woman goes pale and stammers, I saw that they were a 6. I could have sworn they were." She then hastily apologizes and leaves without the pants. Hey, listen, we've all been there. I wish I was a little bit skinnier too, but unfortunately, this is real life. And Karen, you're just fat. Now for our second post. Lady threatens to report me to head office for asking her to wear a sock. I work in a busy shoe shop. In the summer, we offer customers nude-colored, almost see-through pop socks to wear if they would like to try anything on. The socks are mostly for hygiene purposes, as people often come in from the beach with sandy or wet feet. Now, I fully appreciate that it can be a little awkward to try on sandals with a pop sock, but it does help to minimize any potential damage to our stock. And as a result, all of our sandals in particular have remained in much better condition over the summer months than previous years. My colleagues and myself must have offered pop socks to hundreds, if not thousands of people over the last 18 months. So it's nothing personal if we ask each customer who comes into the shop barefoot to wear one. Today, during a particularly busy spell, I saw one lady take off her walking boots and quickly try to put her barefoot into a sandal. "Hi there," I say. "I'm sorry to ask, but could I offer you a pop sock to try our shoes on with, please?" Now the lady looks visibly irritated, but says nothing. At this point, I move from one side of the shop to present her with a little box full of unused socks. She proceeds to snatch one out of the box, but she's still not looking at me. "Are these socks clean?" "Yeah, they're all fresh. We dispose of them after every use." This bugs me and my colleagues immensely, as it is extremely wasteful, but the socks are single use and disintegrate in the washing machine. The lady then starts putting the sock on with a disgruntled expression. "How am I supposed to try this sandal on with a sock? I can't get my toe in." This sandal in particular has a leather toe post or loop. It is a little more difficult to get the toe through the loop with a sock on, but customers usually manage absolutely fine by pulling the sock a bit looser around the big toe and wiggling them slightly to get them through. "Ah, well, most of our customers manage okay. It does take a bit of wiggling though. Just give it a go." The lady puts her foot about 2 inches into the sandal opening and immediately takes it out. "I can't try this on with a sock. I have a bunion and they have to fit right." At this point, this lady is really starting to bug me. I look down at her feet and study the bunion on her foot, realizing that the particular style of sandal she chose is probably not suitable for her, as it isn't quite wide enough to accommodate the width of her foot. Okay, I said. Now, I thought I just sounded contemplative in my reply, but she didn't seem to take my response that way, and didn't give me time to say anything else. She pulled the sock off her foot in one swift motion and started to put her shoe back on. While she was doing this, I let her know that there was a bin just to her right that she could use to dispose of the sock. This must have tipped her over the edge somehow, as she then proceeded to throw our sandal back onto the shelf in a tantrum-type manner. I just gaped behind my face mask at her behaviour, as our stock is high quality, and I thought the action was quite disrespectful. The lady then turned on her heels and walked straight past me. As she got to the door, she turned back, still not looking directly at me, and said, "You'll be lucky if I don't report you for your attitude." And then she left, leaving me feeling rather baffled. I didn't really have a chance to react fully, but I kept hoping she'd come back so I could tell her to go right ahead and report me, whilst conveniently presenting her with our business card and telephone number for head office. You know what, guys? Forget the pandemic, forget hygiene, it doesn't matter anymore. This lady wants to try a shoe on without putting on a tiny little sock, so we should all let her. It's very simple, really. But seriously, imagine just doing your job, and then a random obnoxious customer saying to you, "Your attitude is disgraceful." Like, what is that? Now moving on to our third post. Customer doesn't understand the passage of time. I was working in the gift shop at a zoo to get by while I was in college. The shop was pretty big. From one end, you can't really see the other. There's one checkout next to the entrance. It's kind of on its own at that side of the shop. Then there's the three main checkouts at the other end of the shop by the exit. This is all important. On to the story. One day, I'm stood at the checkout by the entrance. I like working on that one because it's never busy. People don't normally walk through the whole shop, then go back to the entrance to pay. It's an odd place to have a checkout, but I'm not complaining. Easy day for me. Anyway, this guy walks out of the zoo and into the shop. He immediately turns and looks at me. "Is this checkout open?" "Yes. Is there something you're looking for?" He doesn't respond, and just walks back out the shop and back into the zoo. Bit weird, I thought. The guy just walks straight into the shop, asks if a checkout's open, then walks out? Well, I didn't really think anything more of it, and I carried on working. About half an hour later, my manager comes over and asks me to cash up and go and take over from someone at one of the main checkouts. I cash up and close the checkouts. I turn all the lights off, put a cover over the desktop, and put out the sign that tells people to pay at the exits. All pretty clear signs that the checkout isn't open, especially the literal sign. Yeah, that'll do it. A while later, I'm working on the main checkouts, and this guy comes stomping up. I realize it's the same guy that came in like an hour ago asking if the checkout was open. You know where this is going. "I've been stood waiting at that checkout for 20 minutes. "Sorry, sir. That checkout has been closed. You can pay here, though." "Well, you told me it was open. Now you've wasted my time." Again, I apologize, but we closed that checkout. The guy now gets more annoyed. "Well, I came in before, and you told me that it was open. So you lied to me." "Sir, the checkout was open an hour ago. Since then, we've closed it. There was a sign that says to pay over here." "Well, I didn't see any sign. Like, how am I supposed to know it's closed? And why would you close it after telling me it's open?" At this point, I've had enough. Like, how clueless is this guy? Who in their right mind comes into a shop an hour beforehand to see if a checkout's open? Things obviously aren't going to be the same an hour later. How could he not tell that it was closed as well? Every other customer had no issue seeing that. Did he not notice flocks of people walking past with items to pay at the other end? "I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Again, we closed that checkout a little while ago. I'll see what we can do about making it more obvious that the checkout is closed in future." "Oh, it's just poor customer service. Look, you've wasted my time here. Your management are going to know about this. Just check me out so I can leave." Now, I said the following in my head. I thought it was best not to actually say this out loud. "Yeah, you're dang right they will. My manager's gonna love this one." Ah, never a dull day. Now, to be fair to this man, it wasn't exactly obvious that this checkout was closed. The lights were off, there was a cover over the desktop, there was a literal sign saying closed, there was no one there, no one working there, but apart from that, come on, give this guy a break, help him out. You just know as well that he hadn't been there for 20 minutes, he'd been there for about 20 seconds, and he was just being impatient and rude for the sake of it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now for our full story from r/talesfromretail. I just needed my pen back. Tales from the post office. A bit of backstory. Up until a few years ago, I ran a retail business, which has started out its life as a video store in a quiet rural town. But over the years, it became more of a general store as we acquired local businesses that were about to close down. The local post office being the main one in this story. We'd taken it over when it was about to shut down as it was no longer profitable as a standalone business. Our two dedicated post counters were always slammed every Christmas. And I don't know what it was about this particular Christmas, but for some reason, our customers were more irate than usual and prone to taking out their frustrations on my staff. As per usual, we had massive queues and had one staff member on our general computers, which did the video side as well as straight retail transactions, calling out for anyone just purchasing items to get them out of the long queues. Anyone doing overseas spending, paying bills, or doing car registration had to come to the two post counters. So many people were in store filling out forms, so this particular day, all of the pens had gone walkabout, apart from one each at the counters for staff use, which we were keeping a very close eye on. We needed our pens to finish filling out customer forms and car registration forms. Transactions couldn't be completed if we didn't have a pen. So, a customer and his wife get to the top of my queue, and they've got a car registration form, which they need help filling in. I give them my pen while saying, with a smile, "This is my only pen, so when you guys are finished with it, I need it back, otherwise I can't process your form. I need the pen to finish filling the form out." He smiles and nods, and I help him complete the form. Then I asked him nicely for my pen back. The customer did a complete 180. I can only assume the drugs he was on suddenly kicked in. He snarled at me and started to aggressively say something, so I kindly reminded him that I couldn't process the rest of his transaction unless I had my only pen back. He raised his arm and threw the pen at my head while screaming, "Here, have your freaking pen back." The pen bounced off my face while I stood there dumbstruck, and he pushed his way through the incoming crowd of customers and stormed off, while all chatter in the store just died. I remember looking up and seeing customers just stare at me, while his wife stood there, flabbergasted, before apologising profusely to me. I gathered my wits and finished off the transaction, managing a smile at her, as it wasn't her fault, and I politely told her to have a nice day as she slunk out of the store, embarrassed. Naturally, every customer after that asked why he'd yelled at me, and I just said, "I asked for my pen back," with a shrug. The unintended side effect from him yelling at me was that every customer who was in store suddenly managed to find their kindness and patience and treated the staff really well for the next half an hour or so. But I think the most amazing thing was that this guy actually came back a week or so later and apologized for his actions on that day, which is incredibly rare. Yeah, that didn't stop us banning him and his wife 6 months later when they got caught shoplifting from us by a staff member. Oh my gosh. Okay, wow, the end of that story has just sent me for a full 360. First of all, I thought this guy was an absolutely horrible person. Then he comes back and apologizes, so, you know, I kind of rate him a bit highly. It takes, you know, a little bit of courage to apologize, but then he gets banned for shoplifting. I mean, it's just a round of applause for this man, guys. What an absolute legend. What a hero of society. This guy should be the king. And now for our final story of today's episode. Customer that just had to pay cash. This happened to me years ago, my first part-time job in university that I recently got reminded of. It was quite fun. Rarely did we have problems with customers. Due to very specific business, most actually were in a very good mood. We had this subscription service where you could pay a monthly fee for a card that got you huge discounts. If you were a frequent customer, it was beyond a good deal. These discounts had a few minor restrictions, however. Nothing crazy, but it got many customers confused. Usually, we just explain it to them and they were fine with it. One such restriction was, though, you can't pay with cash. In our country, and especially at our location, cash is such a rare occurrence that for average transaction handling, it costs more than card service fees. So then, one day comes the angry customer. It was last shift. I was supposed to close in 10 minutes, and as you all likely figured out already, he wants to pay with cash using the discount card. I told him he can't. Explained the policy, he told me he doesn't care, and basically we went back and forth for a few minutes. Finally, my manager arrives to count my till for closing, walks over to the customer and asks what's the problem, repeats what I said, and just tells him he can either pay with card, pay with cash without the discounts, or leave because we're closing. He finally chooses option one. Like, why did you even argue when you had your card on you in the first place? I ask him to touch terminal with his card, and then he decides to push my manager away with his arm. My manager said nothing, smiled, counted my till, and I was on my way. Now that was strange because she's not one to take this lightly. I expected hell to break loose. However, when I was checking in the next weekend, she pulled me away and told me that she contacted corporates, not only cancelling this guy's card, but also banning him from all locations countrywide, along with a very nice email explaining how grateful he should be that she's not pressing charges for assault. People like this, I will never quite understand. You had the card the whole time, my dude. What are you doing? Just pay with it. It's literally policy. I get it. If you want to, you know, get rid of some cash, fine. But go into a shop and buy something where you are allowed to spend cash. It's literally the policy of the company, you fraud. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Tales from Retail. Really hope you have enjoyed this. If you do want to watch more from this subreddit from me right away, I've left another video up on screen from this subreddit. Look, honestly, look at the thumbnail. How attractive is that? The title's brilliant. The content's unbelievable. Check it out. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.